This is episode 2437 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back. I welcome you to the end of the week. It depends when you're listening to this episode, but as I record this, it is towards the final episode of our series. We are on day 6 of the theme, Improve Your Emotional Intelligence. And I hope you've had a little fun with this theme. You've explored ways to notice how you're responding to stress. And also, you even discovered a way to Sherlock someone, where you observe someone for a day or a week, and you make note of their different nonverbal communications, such as their gestures, their facial expression, even their voice, and how they manage stress. And then you're writing down the emotion you think they are expressing in that moment. And then you're getting together with them, and they might be doing this with you as well. They might be Sherlocking you as well, doing detective work on how you manage your own emotions. And then when you get together, if you do this for a day, you might get together in the evening, relaxing, and read what you noticed. Or if you remember, maybe you didn't write it down, tell them what you observed and tell them the kind of mood or emotion you felt they were experiencing. This is a fantastic way to feel more compassionate towards people as they struggle through the ups and downs of different emotions throughout the day. And also, it can offer you some great insight if someone is Sherlocking you, revealing to you how you might be feeling. It's very interesting because you might notice that we're not always correct when we assume someone is experiencing a certain mood. That's why this is such a valuable way to improve your own emotional intelligence in regard to others. And you may be surprised by the reaction others experience when you are experiencing your own emotions and your nonverbal communication and what it reveals about you. So this is a fun technique I again encourage you to do. This is a great way to break the ice with someone who maybe you have a tense relationship with. In today's episode, you are going to be guided as you layer together all the different meditation techniques into one meditation. I like to do this in the next to the last episode of a series. So all the techniques you've explored all week long, we will do a flow meditation to reduce stress. As you've gone through this series, you may feel as though you could use a little support or insight in regards to how you manage emotions. And there are many resources. One I'd like to share with you that I highly recommend is the BetterHelp app. Reaching out for support is a strength. And on the BetterHelp app, from anywhere in the world where you're located, you can, within 48 hours, be connected to a highly vetted professional counselor. If you connect with someone that maybe isn't the greatest fit the first time, you can change counselors until you find just the right fit. You can seek help right from the comfort of your own home, whether it's by text messaging, by email, or maybe you prefer a telephone conversation or a Zoom video session. The choice is yours, so make sure you reach out and get a little extra support. In fact, so many people are reaching out these days because of the pandemic, and also because I think that many people are realizing that when you seek support, it works and it makes such a difference. It takes a load off your shoulders. You can receive 10% off your first month's support on the BetterHelp app by visiting betterhelp.com/daily meditation. I'll spell that for you. It's better, BETTER, help, HELP.com. And for the 10% discount, /daily meditation. Now settle yourself down and get ready to allow yourself to tap into your own inner strength and truth as you release stressful thoughts. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevate your eyes upward to the point between your eyebrows. This instantly uplifts your mood. Begin to relax different areas of your body where you tend to hold tension. Notice where that might be today. Every day it's different. See if you can create space where you feel tension. Breathing into these areas, nourishing them with your breath. Inhale, peace. Exhale, tension. Releasing negative thoughts. Mentally affirm, I honor myself and others unconditionally. I honor myself and others unconditionally. Very nice. You may hold your hands in the Brahma Mudra, where you place your hands in your lap or on your knees with your palms upward, folding your thumbs into your palms, and then folding your fingers down over your thumbs, doing this with both hands, and then touching your knuckles on each hand together. This helps you to release anger and tension. It's considered to give you a mind-body balance. When you calm your body, you can focus your mind. Reflect on any thoughts that seem to invade your peace, that may spiral you downward. Notice if you feel an emotion associated with these thoughts. Notice where you might hold this emotion in your body. Continue to breathe, inhaling and exhaling gently through your nose, spine straight, eyes closed and gently elevated. Focus on a place of peace. What brings you peace? Describe how this peace makes you feel. Notice where you carry it within your body. Deepen your experience of peace when restless, negative thoughts come your way. Deepen your sense of peace within yourself. Allow yourself to sit in stillness for however long you feel comfortable doing so. You are so worth slowing down for.